We're in Simen Shin Lamed Dalet. We're up to Siv Yud, and we'll be doing from Yud to Yud Beis. Siv Yud. Kol Hatzolah Shamanu Ein El L'Chotzer Acheretz HaMu'ureves Aval Lo L'Sheinu Mu'ureves. Chazal were machmir that they cancel the Erev, and the exception was for the Mazon Gimel Sudas. Where there is no Erev, they were not makel to save Mazon Gimel Sudas. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. Says the Ramo, Agov Yesh Makilim Af L'Sheinu Mu'ureves. This Yesh Makilim of the Ramo only applies to Malbushim, that you're allowed to wear them to a Chatzah Sheinim Ureves, but to actually carry food out to a Chatzah Sheinim Ureves, that they were not matir. And lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah comes out like this day, so that you're allowed to wear clothing even to a Chatzah Sheinim Ureves, but food only to a Chatzah Ureves. Yud Aleph, Yeshorim the Chalatzola, Shemaru ilachatzah Ramovi, Yasmucha Mishus Harabim, Vegam Einim Makurim. This is a Chatzah Ramovi that's next to the Rishus Harabim, and is easily interchangeable with the Rishus Harabim. And they are not roofed, so you could mix it up with the Rishus Harabim. The Domilu Rishus Harabim. Umishimachi ein matirim la'atzil elamazin gimel sudis v'kelem atzrichim. Avalabayasachar she'ir of Imo, but another house that was ma'arev with him, which does not resemble the Rishus Harabim, yochel otzi kol ma she'irtza. V'af l'chotzer lo amru l'chotzer chavero, aval l'chotzer shelo she'in tzarech erev, yochel otzi kol ma she'irtza. That they only cancel your Erev, but where you don't need an Erev because it's your own chatzar, it's mutter. The Yesh Omrim Shein Chilik, and there are others that argue and say no, Chazal Asr, even to your own. And the reason being because we're not afraid that you'll confuse it with Rishus Harabim, but you'll actually put out the fire. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that since this is a Derabbanan, it could be that you can be Mekel. Siv Yud Beis, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Ha'idnu Mepnei Adleika. These days, you're allowed to save all Kisvei HaKodesh from getting burned. Now, what's Pshat HaIdna? Today, V'korim Behem, and you read from them, Afilu K'suvim B'chol Loshen. The halachi is that Midaraisa Torah can only be written down, Torah Shebiksav, and in Loshen Kodesh. Because of Eis Lasas L'Hashem Eferu Sarasecha, Chazal saw that if they're not going to allow it, people are going to forget. They allowed the writing down of Torah Shebal Peh, and they allowed Torah Shebiksav B'chol Loshen, and you're allowed to learn it B'chol Loshen. Therefore, you're allowed to save it too. V'afilu k'suvim b'sama v'sikra, even if they're written in colored ink. U'b'chol dover, v'chein matbeya habrachas shetovu chachamim, similarly the nusach habrachas that Chazal said to make. Matzil nosu min adleika, you're allowed to save them from burning. U'mikol makam aturfa pirish makam magul of Afkor, or anywhere they're out somewhere where they're going to get ruined. V'chein targum shekosvo ivri, kagon yigar sahadusa, the pasuk where Lavan called the place yigar sahadusa, so that's Aramaic. U'kenra temrun lahon, the ivri shekosvo targum, or Lashon Kodesh that was written in Aramaic, oba Lashon Acher shelosa ambikiyimbo, that the people understand. V'chein sefer Torah, Shieshbo Lolaket Pehe Osius, a Sefer Torah that has, you can find 85 letters that are still kosher, mitoch tevish lemas, that are parts of real readable words, legible words. Why this number? Because that's the number of letters in the smallest parsha of Ahibin Soa Ha'aram. O Shieshbo Askara, or it has Hashem's name, Matzilin also, the halach is your matzlit from getting burned on Shabbos itself. Again, we are talking about to a chotzer. We are not talking about carrying it in a Rishus HaRabim mamish. The Mishnah Berurah says that under all circumstances, even if it doesn't have Pei Eosius, it will still need Geniza.